Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of We're Gonna Watch Sex and the City and Talk About It. So yep. Come with us on this journey, because we are on season 2, episode 3.
Yeah, we're making some progress of these 94 episodes and multiple movies and then another series.
And we already did that one. We're good. We're done with the post-series, I guess, the secondary series. But yeah, so we are on episode 3 and we are slowly trekking through.
Mm-hmm.
Annie, can you give us a rundown of the last episode?
Okay. The last episode was all about breakups and bad relationships and how to deal with that as an outsider, as a friend. What do you tell somebody? And then kind of a rebound situation with Carrie and Big, I feel, is coming because he showed up at her birthday party. Dirty talk, lots of dirty talk. Some therapy that involves Samantha admitting she needs, you know, big dick.
I thought you were referencing me for a minute. I was like, excuse me?
Well, I don't know about that. We're not getting into that. And Charlotte having a dog to try to replace the relationship need in her heart and then realizing that wasn't going to work and giving the dog away to another couple that I guess they bonded over the dog and got back together over the dog.
Yes, a side couple who we do see again in Just Like That.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. But yeah, we do. So yeah, I feel like we've got a lot of threads coming together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this episode is called The Freak Show.
Oh my gosh.
So what do you think that's about?
Oh my gosh. I feel like the titles have gotten harder. Okay, The Freak Show. I have no idea. I guess the only thing I can think of is like they go to some club. I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
I feel like anything I could say would be offensive.
We should go ahead and put a big disclaimer here. This is the problematic title. We know that the term freak is problematic, especially today in age and how ableist it can be and how it was used during this time and age that we're talking about, 1999 and before, because there was a lot of offensive talk that was being used. So we do want to put that here. Please excuse us as we're talking about it in reference to the show and that know that this is not the language we would choose in talking about this. So I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't put any disclaimers previously, but this is about sex. So I feel like we've said that in the first season. We've kind of came away from it. But just as a reminder, we're probably going to be talking about sex.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Sex and the City, for sure.
I mean, definitely one of those shows, if I had been younger, my mother would have been like, oh, no.
Right.
So
yes. And just FYI, we are still coming to you from our sports broadcaster situation, a desk with the TV. We've got our Bloody Marys. So
we're going strong. So if you're wondering, we do marathon some of these episodes together because we don't get to get together as often as we would like. Mm-hmm. And these are just more fun when it's in person. Don't get me wrong. We do sometimes do it over a specific program when we're sitting, doing it digitally, remote, I guess. But when we get to get together, we're like, yes, let's cram it in because it's more fun this way. Because mm-hmm. who doesn't love sitting 4 inches away from each other as we drink and talk about Sex and the City?
I mean, and we need to take a picture of the setup we're in. It looks very professional.
We are so professional.
And just FYI, we're going to talk about this more at the end. These are two FYIs I've said. We are looking to have a guest. Yes.
I can tell you when, though. Yes, we are. That's
yes,
a lie.
We are.
That's a lie.
Yes, we are. But we'll have more information on that at the end. But yeah, if you're interested, we are looking.
We are looking for you.
For you. Yes, you.
Ooh. All right. Are you ready?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, gosh.
Samantha didn't believe in the first date, but she did believe in sex after it.
See, I feel like for me, the first date, you know.
I hate them.
Sometimes it's hard to pin down when it happens.
Me, I hate them. You don't know what happened.
Yeah. They are awkward, though.
After dinner, Harrison invited Samantha up to see his view.
I think you should know my specialty is sexual harassment.
Oh, that's not a good thing to say. He said my specialty is sexual harassment.
As a lawyer.
As a lawyer. But still.
A classic case of entrapment.
Entrapment? Classic case of entrapment?
Mind-altering wine. Mm-hmm. I could claim temporary insanity.
Well, I do have a prior record of driving men a little crazy.
You fit the profile. Mm-hmm. Most sexual harassment cases are brought by older women.
Oh, no.
Older women. Sam did not like.
He immediately was
sorry.
Oh no.
No offense, but come on, what are you, 40, 41?
First of all, I find offense in this 40, 41. As long as we could remember. Which, by the way, I'm just gonna. We shouldn't have to talk about anyway.
No.
How dare you?
No.
Unless it's a significant age gap, then yes, then that's problematic.
Now she's looking at her skin like she has wrinkles. It's terrible.
You gotta give the guy credit. It takes a lot of work to get all rigged up like that.
Yeah, most of my first dates don't even open the cab door.
Hey, what if he's still hanging there?
I'm a super would find him eventually.
You see, this is why I don't date. The men out there are freaks.
So Marina doesn't date because the men out there are freaks.
I'm sorry, if a man is over 30 and single, there's something wrong with him. It's Darwinian. They're being weeded out from propagating the species.
Okay, what about us?
We're just choosing.
I agree.
I'm getting more shrimp.
Get more shrimp. There was a saying I went to a Georgia Tech, which was 70% men, 30% women. Really? And there was a saying like all the good parking spaces are already taken. About
what?
It's terrible. It's the same thing though. Yeah. Like all the good ones are gone. Yeah. If they are not taken, then there's an issue. Which is problematic as a single woman.
Mitch Saylor?
Yeah, do you know him?
Oh, honey, I know of him.
Charlotte has just met the greatest guy, but he's got a reputation.
Oh, now they're taking it to the bathroom to converse.
He's Mr. Pussy.
Mr. Who?
He's Mr. Pussy.
Suddenly, Charlotte's monogram towels were looking very different.
He's renowned. He loves going down on women.
So has a reputation for going down on women. You know what, though? Congratulations, bro.
Yeah.
That's an amazing reputation to have.
Would you please just stop calling it that?
Oh, fine. Going down, giving head.
Eating out?
Never understood that. Shouldn't
you
be eating in?
Stop it. I do love the terms for oral sex.
Of course. I don't have to talk about it.
The reality was, the only thing that went down with any regularity on Charlotte's dates was a gold American Express card.
Forget it. I'm not dating anyone who is known as Mr. Pussy.
Why not?
Well, maybe I want more than that.
Oh, sweetie, if a man is good at that, there is nothing more.
I love how Samantha is genuinely like, what?
Why
wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Try him out.
Oh, yes.
Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
He's so far down the legs. I'm like, he's not even anywhere near. I mean, good, I guess. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like good oral sex. I feel like this would eventually like start chafing a little bit. A little too much. A little too much.
Agreed.
Maybe I'm wrong. Like, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, listeners, right in. No, no.
Oh. Well, Mitch has won the seal of approval.
Yeah.
She good. Mm. Charlotte's happy. That's all you can ask for.
I know we've talked about this before, and there's kind of two ways to see it, but I do think some guys see being able to do that as, like, another notch on their belt. Like, I'm so good.
Yeah.
And it's more about them and less about the partner.
Definitely. It definitely can be.
But I feel like for him, he seems like
genuinely happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't date anymore. Women are bizarre.
Oh.
Thank you.
Isn't that the stranger says, women are bizarre. I don't date anymore.
I mean, I've definitely come to the point that I don't want to date anymore.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Like, if this, I am very happy, but if it didn't work out, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an
My friends come over and live here. I think I've already told you you were going to live here, haven't I?
Oh, well, let me get some moving boxes. No. I do think, like, sometimes that I don't date anymore, especially from men, in my experience, is very manipulative. It's like, oh, but you... I'm
special.
I would date.
Meanwhile, I had my own ass to be obsessed with, and it belonged to Ben, an editor at a hip political magazine.
A hip political magazine. I'm going to say, call it The Onion. Is that what it is?
Maybe, yeah.
I guess this is good night.
Or we're cracked.
Yeah, maybe.
I would try to get upstairs, but since this is a non-date...
See, I've met this guy before.
The nice dude.
The non-date. Oh, I won't ask unless you're asking. And I but trying to make you feel like it's on your court, but really,
he's manipulating you.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Connecticut?
I hate the country. I haven't left Manhattan in 10 years.
I think this is yes.
And you're proud of that?
Anybody that does this, right, just FYI, it's not.
Right. I've had people say that about Atlanta. So this dude is saying he doesn't like going into the country. He doesn't want to leave anything outside of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people say that about Atlanta. Why would I go outside of Atlanta?
Exactly.
To be fair, if you're talking about how the racism is beyond Atlanta, that's fair.
Mm. I just think if you're going to say you hate something, you're immediately setting yourself up to make an enemy.
Right.
Like, it's easier to say I like something and maybe they don't like it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not something totally problematic. But if you're like, oh, I hate this.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah, it's a souvenir from a drunken bachelor party a few years ago.
Oh my gosh. He has a Tweety Bird tattoo.
Tweety Bird did.
Have you had a tattoo? For like a dare or a get-together?
One time I tried to get a tattoo when I was drunk, and I was informed, and thank goodness for this, you cannot get a tattoo when drunk.
That's fine. So, also, you could bleed out.
I'm just very happy that they were like, nope. And they told me, like, if you still want it when you're sober, come back.
Right.
I didn't want it when I was sober, so thank you.
Thank you to that tattoo parlor.
Rant for a sec.
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Actually, you were very wrong because there's no club.
There was no way I could have guessed that. And also no way I could have done it in a way that wasn't offensive. Right. I maintain.
Yeah, you're right. The trope is very, very offensive. It definitely is. Again, we've talked about how language has changed and it can't be in them anymore. And I've talked about several episodes being this way. And we talked about the fact that we would also confront the fact that it is problematic, and this trope was very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very divisive in that it puts men in one category, men versus women. We know that there's no nuance to that. That's not an overall
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah. And I think, like, the language has changed. I think the idea of, you know, that idea has been around forever of, like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Right.
But ultimately, we all do have this stuff,
right.
This kind of baggage that we carry around, relationships that have left us scarred or traumatized, and looking for those flaws in other people. Like in my past relationship, it always kind of confused me because he was always looking for, like, a reason. Oh, you have to be jealous, because that was what his last relationship was.
Right.
And that's where he kind of learned those relationship tools. But I was like, whatever. I don't know. go be out with your ex-girlfriend. I don't care. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, it makes sense that you carry that stuff and you see it and then you get in your head about it.
Right.
It's hard to trust people in relationships.
Right. And especially when you have other people in your ear like, this is going to be bad. Mm-hmm. You need to watch out. I also did appreciate the side plot with Sam going through her existential crisis of trying to be the perfect person and realizing this is not a thing. And then, like, it's not bad. If you are in, if you want surgery, if you want to do this for yourself, that's on you. You do what makes you happy. But
yeah.
Obviously, it didn't make her happy. And it's kind of that conversation of how far is too far for an individual.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about that a lot. I think it's hard to untangle the societal messaging we are bombarded with as women, the toxic messaging we are bombarded with from young age daily, from what you actually want.
Right.
And so, like, if you want it, if you want, and it's a adult consensual decision, great. But it's hard to separate out that from just what you've been told you should look like.
Right.
Yeah. And
she's amazing. She looks amazing.
She still looks amazing.
Right. So, like, it definitely was like, what do I need to get done?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta eat my bacon.
Which we are eating bacon,
yes,
by the way.
I'm eating my bacon. But yeah, I think it was an interesting thing. Of course, Charlotte with a sex haze. Like,
yeah.
Sex is so good. Can you do a relationship? I've had several people do this.
Really? Were they, the relationship is based on,
yeah, like, it started
sex.
Off as sex and they kind of grew up to be more.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I have such a different experience from people. For me, it takes a lot of trust to have sex with somebody.
Right.
But I know some people who are very happy to, just kind of have that hookup situation, good sex, and that's all they want. And yeah. if you're, again, if you're on the same page, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But I know Charlotte, I feel like that's the one thing I know about her character. Right. She wants to get married. Yeah, she wants that.
It's the situationship is what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, we're only like, one in a fourth way through and of like, that's not even correct. We're one season and a fourth of another season through. Right. And I feel like she's already had several plot lines where she's like been like, ooh, masturbation is so good. I'm canceling plans. Ooh, this guy, like, I don't know.
Yeah. She's surprising herself.
Yeah.
She thinks that she can't and then she realizes it is important. Right. And we're going to talk about that more.
Oh, another teaser.
Dum, dum, dum.
That's exciting.
Yes. And speaking of teasers.
Yes.
What we're coming to is we've talked about it. We've been talking about it. You know that we love talking with y'all. And you guys have had some interesting comments and really good points on this show specifically. So what we want to do for this season, in the middle of the season, is have one of you on with us. We will do, as we talked about earlier, a digital viewing. And you get to be on the show and give us your take on what is happening with this episode. If you are interested, hello, you can comment on one of our social medias like Instagram or Twitter and let us know that you are interested in being a part of the show and why you want to be on. If neither of those things is what how you want to communicate, you could also email us.
Yes.
How do they do this?
Oh, it is a very easy to remember email, everyone. It is stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. And there are no real qualifications. Like, I've never seen this show, so you could have seen it, not seen it. If you're just interested.
If you want to do a take on it.
Yeah, just if you want to hang out with us, have some fun, and talk about some interesting things. Yeah, you can email us. You can find us on the aforementioned social medias on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StephOneNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Who didn't know anything about the show, but knocked it out of the park.
Hey, and that's appropriate for the episode she was on.
Yes, so please contact us.
Yes, please contact us. We would love to have you on. And thank you, as always, for listening. Steph and I told you is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.